Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Let's give away some money to Kid Nation.
More money.
If you want to play Beat the Bank and win up to $1,000 possibly, all you got to do is call our show, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will take caller number 11 to play Beat the Bank, which inside the vault here shortly. Don't forget, The Miz is going to be live in studio with us in just over an hour.
All right.
Just over an hour.
Jenna, try not to take him down to the floor like you did the last wrestler
that came in
here. Yeah, Jenna took down Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I can't believe that happened.
What was the move called?
The cuddler.
Yeah.
The clinger and the cuddler.
Yeah, the clinger. That was a finishing move. Your wrestler name was the cuddler, right?
Yes, to Andrea Bocelli. To the opera music.
Watching on Kid TV. Y'all went down to the floor.
No, right. I'm not going to take him down.
You're not going to take him down?
No, I've been in the gym. I'm weak. I'm not feeling as fit as I was then.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jim.
I got to work on it.
Good news for Instagram lovers. They have extended their videos. Up until now, you could only post 15-second videos.
Oh, what's the new limit?
60 seconds.
Whoa! Oh.
I think 30 seconds would have been good.
Me too.
60 seconds. I watched a couple 60-second videos yesterday, and they were just too long. Like Rob Gronkowski from the Patriots, the tight end guy, that's crazy party animal.
Yeah.
He joined, and I'm like, man, this video is going on forever.
Yeah, I like 30 too. 30 would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
So I always have to edit videos in iMovie. I'm like, oh, it's 15. It's so short.
15 is too short. 30 would have been
30 would have been great.
30 is fine.
60 is too long.
Up until now, 60-second videos were only available to advertisers. But starting today, they're going to be rolling out to the general public. So you could start making longer videos.
Yeah,
keep them 30, though.
I could do 30. 30. I could do anything on video for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's see if we can all the things I can do. Can you sprint on a treadmill?
Yeah, can you do that?
For 30 seconds.
Sprint for 30 seconds?
Yeah, like on sprint. 10. Sprint
like on
10.
10?
Yeah.
10.
Well, on sprint level for Al, because I don't think 10 is good.
Yeah, I could probably do 8.5.
Because we do have
a
treadmill
fast
down there.
Jog.
That's a fast jog.
Yeah.
But that's fast, I mean, for me.
Yeah.
That's sprinting.
You could do push-ups for 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Let's try all these things. Al said he can do anything for 30 seconds.
Anything.
Submit your ideas, and we'll pick a few.
Okay.
Yeah.
The show.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I can do anything.
For 30 seconds. You could do push-ups for 30 seconds. I'm pretty sure you could.
Seconds, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because he'll do one and then lay on the ground.
For 30 seconds.
No, you got to continuously be moving.
Continuously? Yeah. I could do that.
You knocked that out.
I can do that.
I can do it. You got this, Al.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that throughout the morning.
All right.
There was a survey that came out. They asked foreigners what they think the weirdest things that Americans have here in this country are.
What we have?
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Like
it's
possessions?
Not possessions, but like what they find weird when they come from their country to our country.
Okay.
Like our customs or our...
Customs and just things that they see around around our country.
Okay.
Like,
what's weird?
They said the crazy amount of squirrels was a weird thing to them.
Mm-hmm.
Were you offended by that?
No, I thought that was pretty cool. I feel sad for other countries that don't get to have as many squirrels as we do.
Some countries have weird creatures, though, that are like squirrels to them.
Yeah, monkeys.
Yeah.
Stuff like that running around.
When I was in Costa Rica, I was trying to take photos of some weird creature, and they're like, that's like a raccoon. That's like your version of a raccoon.
Really?
Yeah, like it's very common. Like you would never sit there and take a photo of a raccoon.
Yeah. Or like in Australia, the spiders. When they have all, have you seen that?
They rain spiders in Australia
in some places.
Yeah, I can't watch that.
It's scary. They also said they find the size of our sodas extremely weird.
Too big?
Yeah. We are too excessive when it comes to our sodas.
Does anybody ever finish the big gulp?
No way.
Does anybody ever finish? I mean, by the time you get halfway through it, it's all watered down anyway.
Yeah. Maybe I can chug a big gulp for 30 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
You said you could do anything for 30
Someone
seconds.
Said burpees. I like that idea. Burpees are hard.
I hate burpees. Not the burp you're thinking of, Al.
Sodas are so big that they have to make the bottom of them smaller just so they'll fit in our cup holders in our car, but still make the top part huge so it'll hold like 60 ounces or whatever.
It's almost comical when you see somebody with that extremely large big. It's just too big.
What are you into with that?
And they get it first thing in the morning. They have it all day. I had somebody at my old radio station that had a big gulp every morning and carried it around all 8 hours of the day that he was there.
Is his name Russ?
No.
Really. Inside.
The third thing that that foreigners find weird about America, the giant turkey legs on sale at amusement parks.
Yeah, it's very, I think they'd like it. It's medieval looking, right?
Yeah, it's so caveman like. Yeah. You know, it's just so old looking.
That's it? Those are the weirdest
things. Those are the three weirdest things that foreigners find about America. The crazy amount of squirrels, the humongous sodas, and the humongous turkey legs.
And they come over and they expect everybody, depending on what part of the country you live in, to wear a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
You know, because of the
I would think
old
like
movies and stuff.
Ice and tipping are weird to them.
Yeah.
You don't tip in Europe, you know?
Yeah.
And they don't serve ice.
Why are your drinks so cold here?
Yeah.
Your
their
in
beer's
the
like room temperature. That was weird when we went to London.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on the sports news, Jenna, you were excited about this yesterday. The
U.S.
squads.
USA played Guatemala, right?
Two games yesterday. We had the under 23 squad that was planning to get into the Olympics. They lost. So the U.S. will not be represented in this year's Olympics for the second time in a row. That's unfortunate.
Oh,
but
man,
the good news is that the international squad that plays the World Cup, they won their game, and so they're still alive to make it to the World Cup because it wasn't looking good.
Is that this summer? Let's see. Is that this summer? 16? It's an even year. It's a
no, 2018.
This summer is Olympics. The Olympics.
That's right.
And then the World Cup.
Okay.
18 is the World Cup.
Got it.
So there's the U.S. soccer news right there. Mexico also won. Whooped up on Canada. In case you were wondering.
Beat the bank. No bar tonight. Even if I'm tired, tonight's the night to watch Empire.
Yeah.
Beat the bank.
That was such a great cliffhanger.
Yeah.
From last season with Empire. Can't wait to see what happens.
I hope the outcome is a pleasant one. That's not a good way to
start. Pushing a pregnant woman down the stairs.
Yeah, that's a bad way to end a season.
It's not looking good.
And I saw an interview with somebody that's on the show. I forgot who it was, but I remember this. It said somebody's not going to make it through the season. Like, a major player is not going to make it through the entire season.
Did they say a major player?
They insinuated
sometimes
it's a major
player. Sometimes they build up somebody's, you know, leading. Yeah, somebody just comes on from one episode.
It's the mark
gone.
Of a good show, though.
You got to kill off good characters.
Yeah. The best shows do it.
The older brother wants off the show, and he's saying it's not true, but that's the rumor. He wants off the show.
Trey Byers. He's so good, though.
Yeah, he is.
All right. Yeah, we'll watch that tonight. Let's meet our contestant. Round one of Beat the Bank. If you didn't get in this hour, don't worry. We got you next hour. We'll play again. But right now, it's all about you, Teresa. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing awesome. What are you doing right now?
I'm driving to work.
What do you do?
I'm a secretary for an HR department at our local hospital.
All right.
Wow. We've got a lot of hospital workers.
A lot of insurance,
yeah,
medical.
We appreciate them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have kids?
I do.
How many?
Three girls.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
How old are they?
19 months, 7 and 9.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, you're going to have to get like 5 bathrooms when they get older.
Yeah, right.
It's going to get so crazy.
All right, well, you need to get her paid because these girls are going to get expensive.
Oh, yeah, they are going to get expensive. Jenna, how do we play Beat the Bank? Please tell Teresa.
All right, Teresa, we are going to put you inside the Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault. The banker is going to throw dollar amounts your way, steadily increasing, but we have no idea when he's going to decide to stop. So it's on you to say stop before the vault closes on you. You'll get that amount of money, but if it shuts on you, you get nothing.
We don't want that.
Lusig.
Nope.
Even if it's $1,000, Teresa, remember, you still got to yell stop. Don't let it keep going, because we don't want it to close on you, okay?
Okay.
Whew. All right, Teresa, we feel good. You want to ask Al a question or anything, or you just want to get going?
How do you feel today, Al?
There you go. Hey now.
Teresa, I feel fantastic.
Really?
Well, you sounded like Tracy Morgan. I feel fantastic.
Well, that's the first time he said that.
Fantastic.
I don't know nothing about nothing.
Okay.
Gosh, I'm so scared.
Now
that
you're
I said,
scared, yeah.
I'm scared.
Confident, though, Al.
You can't help the way you feel.
Right. I looked up at Shannon because Shannon's the only one that knows how far it goes because she's going to play the clip.
Uh-huh.
Shannon's
stone
got
face.
Yeah, she's got poker face.
She does not reveal anything.
Is that what you call poker face?
No, she's always just looking the same. Like, every time. Whether Al says lukewarm, not feeling good, or fantastic, Shannon has the same face.
I don't know. I'm not seeing the same thing you're seeing.
I'm seeing
Al shouldn't have said that.
No. Her poker face is always soured and scrunched up.
Yeah.
Like,
how about this, Teresa? just go with your gut and be cautious.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. And okay. Disregard what I just said.
Yeah, okay.
Well, no, you don't.
Disregard it.
I can't read Shannon.
Disregard Al.
You know what, Teresa?
I can read Shannon. Just be cautious.
You feel it out with the banker. Yeah. See how it's going, and you yell stop when you feel.
I retract my fantastic.
Because we want you to win.
No, now I feel.
Now I'm getting hot.
Now
okay.
I'm getting lukewarm.
Let's do it.
I'm pitting out over here, everybody.
I am seriously getting hot.
I'm lukewarm now.
It's only 70 degrees in here.
I know. This is making me nervous.
Okay, let's get to it then. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$100. 250. 290. 360. 440. 600.
Good.
Oh, thank you.
I think that was a good call, Teresa.
I feel good about that one.
Thank you.
I feel like, or maybe the banker's tricking you with his excitement with
he
the 600.
A lot of enthusiasm with that 600.
Hey, regardless of that, you got $600, Teresa. What are you going to do with that money?
I am going to spend it on my kids.
Yes, you are.
Good job.
All right.
Three girls, they get expensive.
Excited to hear that.
Let's see how high it goes.
Yeah, let's see if the banker was just trying to throw us off with excitement for fun. We're at 600. Oh!
Girl.
Yes.
Teresa.
Well done.
Good job.
Played it perfectly.
Good job.
Teresa. Al, your ex.
I wrote this after
after
second guess.
On my paper, I wrote $630.
Okay.
Man, I'm so glad you did that, Teresa.
Hey, congratulations, Teresa.
Man, I would have felt really bad.
Well done. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your money. I believe that's back-to-back maximum winners right there.
Yeah, I think
because Jennifer was our second player yesterday, and she got the maximum $520 on her turn. Mm-hmm. And then Teresa got $600 on her turn.
Good deal.
We'll see how much money the banker has. Less than an hour away, we'll play again. But coming up next, we do it every Wednesday. Love letters to Kelly.
Yay.
Now, Kelly, I'm being told that we may have to call one of our writers. That wrote in.
Writer.
Yeah.
Oh.
One of the letter. Somebody wrote her a letter, and we might get him on the phone.
Okay.
It might be a live love letter to Kelly.
Too many holes left to fill in to give the good advice.
Extra attention.
Okay.
So we might be talking to somebody that wrote a letter next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Shout out to Teresa, who just won $600 with the first round of Beat the Bank. We're 35 minutes away from playing round two. Still looking for our first $1,000 winner. The banker's been throwing it out there. It's just nobody's been hanging on long enough to win that.
Yep.
And in just about an hour.
Awesome! I came to play.
There's a place The Miz from WWE is going to be in studio with us.
Miz.
Probably one of the most famous people from the real world. I'd say the most famous. We have a couple, like a girl that became an actress from the San Diego season.
Uh-huh.
And then a couple other people that did some stuff. But I'd say he's the most famous one, for sure. He'll come in here. The ladies are all excited because he's a good-looking dude.
Are we?
Well, Kelly's excited.
Kelly's going to put on makeup.
I am.
That's how excited Kelly is.
Sitting back there waiting for me.
Yeah.
I haven't dipped in yet.
Kelly found out he's married to a diva. She said, I don't care.
I still want to look good.
Still want to look good.
Kelly's got a boyfriend. She just
want to
look good.
You should. I mean, I put makeup on because I look scary. I just want to look good for myself, for you guys.
And I'm being told that part-time Justin brought olive oil in case he wants to be oiled up. No, you know how wrestlers put oil on, Kelly? That's how they look so shiny.
I thought he wanted to do like that oil wrestling Al has at the bar.
Olive oil?
Yeah. Olive oil. I don't think that's what they put on. Yeah. Maybe Justin will put it on. Justin in some Speedos. And we got to try the 30-second challenges with Big Al Mac. Because he said he could do anything for 30 seconds.
He can say anything on this show.
If you have any ideas on what Al could do for 30 seconds, because he can do anything.
I'm not holding a tarantula.
Send us a text message.
Okay. I like can he do a Beat the Bank rap for 30 straight seconds?
Can he freestyle for 30 seconds?
Changing their radio station,
suffering.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Or laughing.
It's funny when Al suffers. It's not funny when we have to suffer.
Oh, no. Right. We don't want to suffer.
Right.
We don't want to suffer. And if you are suffering in the love department, we have a segment for you. It's ready to go. It's called
Love Letters Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 30 years old, and my boyfriend of nearly a year recently ended things with me because we finally got around to the conversation about how I want kids someday, and he doesn't.
Yeah.
This letter isn't about that. My question is, what do I do with his birthday present? His birthday was a few days before our breakup, and I had already told him I purchased his gift. He always paid for everything, so my gift was some gift cards and snacks to make a free dinner and movie date night for him. I already have to give back all of his stuff, so should I include his gift too?
No.
He already knows I got him something, but I don't want to come across as thoughtless or spiteful, giving him a gift that was obviously something the two of us were supposed to do together. No. What should I do, Katie?
Just use the gift cards and eat your snacks.
Yeah. You're done.
Yeah.
If it's done, it's done. Now, this is if you want to kind of toy with the idea of getting back together with him, give him the present. But, you know, he's not expecting a gift at this point.
No. You're done.
Yeah.
So don't.
It's not like something, I mean, you can use these things.
Yeah.
And you don't it's not like you got him a winch for his truck that you're stuck with.
Shout out.
You don't have to give stuff back right away either.
Oh.
I feel like that's the first thing you do when you break up. It's like, here's all your things.
He's going to get it.
You know?
Well, that's how you let him know I'm serious, right?
I feel like I still have so much.
You do?
Like stuff that I need to give back and get. But it was just like, I didn't care at that point.
Yeah,
you know? One day, you know, I'll get
it. It's done.
Whatever.
Thank God for digital music now. Because back in the day, you used to have to go get your music back when you broke up. All the CDs.
Yeah. Can I get my CD?
Can I get my mixes?
Get my Hope tape back?
Oh, man.
If she didn't destroy it first.
Right? Oh, man.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am newly single out of a 5-year relationship.
Oh, that hurts.
I have seemed to caught the eye of a couple of different men at my church.
Oh, good.
Which is where I want to build the foundation of my next and hopefully last relationship.
Yes.
My dilemma is the guy who I am less attracted to asked me out first.
Uh-oh.
I try not to be judgmental, but I take good care of myself, and I want the same in my mate. The one who has asked me out does not. How do I politely turn him down while leaving myself available for Donald, who had been friendly, but has not asked me out yet? That's from Amy.
Hold
on. Tell Amy, because Amy's on the phone with us right now.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, guys.
Hi. You didn't expect us to call, did you?
What's up?
No, it kind of caught me off guard this morning.
All right. Well, Kelly will tell you live in person what you should do.
Well, unless this guy that's asked you out is just absolutely heinous and turned your stomach, I would accept his invitation. It doesn't have to be anything serious. It could be just a lunch date or, you know, right after church, let's go grab a coffee or whatever. But because you have to keep living your life. You can't just put everything on hold hoping for some other guy to ask you out.
Donald Caesar going out with someone
else.
That's
it.
Yeah. Well, it can be just a friendly thing.
The Donald.
It put too much pressure on stuff.
Okay.
You still need, maybe this guy that is not as attractive to you, what if that's the one God really has chosen for you?
Well, what about Donald?
And you're just shutting him down because he doesn't meet your physical expectations of what your partner in life should look like.
Okay.
Sometimes you get to know someone's personality and they become so much more attractive in your eyes.
It could be good practice.
Yeah, good practice for a date too. There's a lot of positive reasons to go out with the guy, unless you're just absolutely like, ugh.
Are you attracted to the first guy at all, Amy?
No, not really.
Not really. So
is he gross?
He's not gross, but
not your type.
Not my type, no.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if you really just aren't into it at all,
just say no.
Just
you don't have to go out with somebody just because
I have
they
a hard time saying no. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
It is a huge relief if you can say it, then you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah.
But if you just make excuses enough time, he'll stop
asking. If I'm not
attracted,
yeah, I'm different. I can't waste my time. I can't force it.
And Amy,
and I don't want to lead him on because obviously I'll see him, you know, at church again. So
right.
I don't want to lead him on to think that there's going to be something there when I really don't think that there would be.
Okay. Yeah, and you don't really want to go on a date with him because your mind is on Donald, right?
Correct.
But Donald's not giving you any indication he's interested?
No, he has. That's why I'm kind of holding out.
I thought you said he didn't.
No, he does.
Hadn't asked her out yet.
Both of them have shown an interest, but this guy asked her out first. Yeah.
I misunderstood.
And if you know them both from church, you don't want to be the church girl that goes out with everybody. You know, want
the church hoochie.
The church.
Yeah, well, she went out with this guy.
Right.
And they, you know, you don't want to be that girl.
Correct.
Amy, do you have Donald's phone number yet?
No, I do not.
Oh, you don't have
the reins, Amy. Ask him out.
Here's what you got to do, Amy. You got to ask Donald out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did it at church. There was like one single guy in my church,
yeah,
and he was really cute. And I got tired of flirting with him across the congregation. So I finally messaged him on Facebook. That's what I did.
I do it. Nothing
it did
wrong
not
with that.
Go anywhere. I tried. I finally told him flat. I said, I give up because this isn't working. Yeah. I invite him to do stuff. You know, he was a single dad. I said, let's take our kids out for lunch. Yeah, we should do that and stuff. And I finally was like, this isn't going anywhere. But, you know, I at least tried it.
Into you. Yeah.
Okay, so put it out there and just see you.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm just telling you. That's what I did. It did not work out for me, but I'm fine now. I found somebody else that just, you know. We can't put so much pressure on us. If this guy doesn't work out, then I'm never going to find anybody. There's always somebody else. Always.
You'll find another Donald.
All right, Amy. So this Sunday, this is your homework. We want you to go up to the Donald and say, hey, Donald, I'm Amy. Let's go grab something to eat after.
Her.
Okay. Hey, Donald, you know me. I'm Amy. Let's go grab something.
Are y'all in the same Sunday school department?
No, we're not.
Sometimes you can do like a group thing with, you know, we're getting a bunch of, singles in the apartment, go out for lunch or something. It can be a group thing and you just happen to sit next to him.
Orchestrate that. I mean, you know, one or two of your homegirls and say, hey, let's go get something to eat. I'm going to invite Donald. And then y'all all, so that it's no pressure, you know, and Donald's going out with two or three people.
Sometimes the church is not really proactive for singles and it's really, and I think that is something churches really, single people who are of faith, they want to meet somebody who's a like believer. And then you go to church and they have nothing for the singles.
Yeah. Right.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And that is that's a big shortcoming of the church. They need to plan things for single adults to do together.
Single ministry or just
something.
Just
something.
Yeah.
You know, you might need to take
bowling,
the reins,
whatever.
You know, on that in your church and say, I'd like to start a class for singles. And the first thing can be something really simple, like once a month we're going to go to lunch after church. It's non-threatening. You get to meet all the other single people
Perfect.
In your church.
Yeah.
And people are lonely. And they're looking for any excuse for this, but nobody will just take the reins and do it.
Yeah, but now she's not going to be able to shake the first single guy.
No, she's
going to come to the single event.
Should she have a change of clothes in the car so you don't have to wear your church clothes when you go to the event?
No, you wear your church clothes to lunch
have
after
a little,
church.
Something a little more suitable for the occasion.
Now. Yeah.
But you might need to be that person, the proactive person in the church to get that started. And then it's a non-threatening way to get to know Donald better.
Yeah, maybe Donald's really shy. So try it this weekend, Amy. We'll check in with you next week and see if how you and Donald are doing.
That
Deal?
Sounds good. Great advice, guys. Thank you.
All right.
Good
Amy.
Luck.
Thank
Amy.
You for letting us talk to you and for writing a letter to Kelly. Man, that's tough. What's your go-to flirt line at church, Kelly? What was it?
I didn't have a flirt line.
You just did little winky eyes?
I just flat out said, hey, I'm tired of looking at you from across church.
Boom.
Something like that. I don't remember what I said.
That direct?
I've always been that way since I was a kid. I liked a guy, why am I going to sit here and pine for him without him knowing I like him? I'm going to take a shot. Either he's not going to like me back, which hurts.
Right.
Or he's going to know I like you, so here's your opportunity.
Didn't you lay down in front of a guy in high school once?
That's what Miss Sweat said.
Miss Sweat.
I didn't literally lie down on the ground in front of someone, but she's affirming what I'm saying is true.
Yeah, you went
for
it.
If I like someone, I'm like, I don't care. I like you. I'm the president of your fan club, and I'm the only member. And if, you know, some people like that approach, and some people don't.
Yeah, don't live with what ifs.
At least you don't have to wonder where I'm coming from.
There you go.
All right. Woo.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been together for 5 years. We couldn't be happier. We're both going to college, looking to get further educated and transfer to another university. Currently, we're going to community college. I found that he's scared we might go to different colleges and he would lose me. I tried talking to him and I explained we could make things work. He still has it in his head that he will lose me forever. I want him to further his education so he can just get his dream job. But I don't know what else to tell him. That's from Elizabeth.
Hmm.
Well, the odds are you aren't going to make it.
Well,
I mean, that's just the odds are. I mean, I guess you could get him to put a ring on it if he's that insecure about it, but that doesn't sound like that's what you want.
Yeah.
What is she asking? How to reassure him?
How to reassure him?
If you really want him to be the one, say let's get engaged. That way, I don't agree with that.
Do your thing.
Just live your life.
Are afraid of stuff that hasn't even happened yet. That's what irks me. But what if this? You can't live like that. You know,
right?
I agree, Al. You just have to let things play out naturally.
Yeah, let's see what happens. Don't get upset because what if this happens? Well, I don't know.
You're ruining what is.
Yeah.
I mean, Al, you're about to go through this. Dr. Girlfriend's going to move.
Yeah, she's moving. Well, what if? Let's just see. Let's just see what happens. I'm not going to be get all bent out of shape about what if, what might happen. Let's just see. Let's just live life and enjoy.
And if you worry about it too much, then you worry.
You can make yourself sick.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you ruin what is happening.
Right.
And you're actually putting it out there, this relationship isn't going to last. And guess what? It's not going to last because you're putting that kind of energy into it.
Right. Negative energy, negative results.
Speak it into being.
There you go.
Or speak it into not being.
That is
wasn't
love
very
letters.
Helpful today.
No, that's pretty helpful. I think you helped Amy because now Amy's going to go talk to Donald. And we'll check in with her next
week. I hope so.
If you have a love letter or a love issue, you can go to KidNation.com and click on Love Letters to Kelly. Write a little letter, and we could be reading yours as early as next week.
That's how we do it right there. And please keep coming with your Big Al 30-second challenges.
Oh, boy.
On Twitter and on the text.
Oh, man.
Because Al said he could do anything for 30 seconds straight.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. So now that's your challenge to find something I can't do.
Yeah. So keep bringing them in.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're about 12 to 13 minutes away from playing round two of Beat the Bank.
Yay.
We also got The Miz coming in about 30 minutes from WWE. WrestleMania 32 is about to go down in Arlington, Texas. 100,000 fans.
Monday night, right?
Yeah. Sunday night. Earlier in the show, we were talking about Instagram changing their video from 15 seconds all the way to a minute. We said that's too long. It should be 30 seconds.
Right there in the middle, yeah.
Yeah, when we said it should be 30 seconds, Big Al Max said this.
I could do anything on video for 30 seconds.
Okay.
He could do anything on video for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
We asked you to write in some things Big Al Mac could possibly attempt to do.
Oh, boy.
In 30 seconds on video, because we do have this all on Kid TV if you want to check it out.
I kind of want it to be things he definitely can't do.
Right.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
we make him try.
That's so fun.
There are things you definitely won't be able to do, Al.
Levitate for 30 seconds.
No.
We can try. You can try.
Somebody said Big Al should hold a tarantula for 30 seconds.
No.
Unfortunately, we don't have a tarantula.
Good.
We looked for one.
Y'all got it.
Couldn't find one.
I was going to do it, too.
So we're going to start easy, Al.
All right.
High knees.
No.
Can you run at high knees for 30 seconds?
We'll get to physical in a second.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Justin wants to know.
Uh-huh.
Can Al freestyle for 30 seconds, please?
Can Al? Why didn't y'all tell me?
Well, we're about to find out.
Because you don't have to prep for the freestyle.
You don't have to prep for the freestyle. We're going to get you a bed, Al. I'm going to let you freestyle for 30 seconds.
Just come up with your first line.
All right, Big Al Mac, your first challenge is freestyling for 30 seconds. Are you ready? Let's go.
yeah. All right. Yeah.
I'll start the timer once you hit your first line.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anytime now.
Well, today is Wednesday, the day after Tuesday, right before Thursday. It's the 30th, the day before the 31st. And after the 28th. So, now I'm going to rap a little more for sure. And I am Al Mac, and he is in the house. So, crap, I got 10 more seconds. What am I going to say? Oh, I don't know. I didn't mean to start my day like this today. Oh, dang. I got 5 more
seconds. And time.
Woo! Oh,
right. Wow. I did it. It wasn't
good. But
you
did it.
You rhymed with day about 8 times.
That's okay. That Big Al Mac has so many rhymes.
Okay. I kept it simple.
You are a man of your word. You did it for 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Can't wait for your album to come out.
All right, what's next?
All right, let's go physical on this.
Okay, yes.
That concludes my bit.
No, it's not.
Anything.
Big Al Mac.
Yes.
Can you do push-ups with Kelly on your back for 30 seconds?
I wouldn't do that.
Let's just
have him do push-ups, period.
Okay.
Without the added weight.
Because Kelly's wearing a dress today.
I'm not wearing a dress.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
I mean, it's just a lot of weight.
Anything for 30 seconds. Okay, we'll do just push-ups. Just push-ups for 30 seconds. All right.
I mean, at least give him a chance
Big Al Mac. Let's see.
All right.
Al's getting down.
You got the timer?
I got the timer ready. What are you doing?
You got to get everything, all the extra weight out of
his Your money
pockets.
Does not weigh
your
that
t-shirt
much.
Your t-shirt says I bald, like the iPhone logo.
All right.
Okay, here he goes. I'm going to Snapchat it.
Al says he could do anything on video for 30 seconds. Right. Push-ups and go. All right. One. Oh, he's going strong.
Yeah, I'm going to wait and snap the ladder part.
He's going all the way down and everything. Look at that.
Good, Al.
All right, Al. You still got 20 seconds.
Oh, crap. Well, you don't have to go fast.
No, well, you got to keep going. You can't stop because if you stop, that's planking. He's got 10 seconds. Big Al Mac.
10 more seconds? That's it?
Yeah.
He's crushing it.
Oh, Al, you're so hot right now.
Have you been working out?
Look at him.
Wow. You did it, Al.
Wow. That was hot.
Woo! You did it.
All right.
All right. Final challenge, Big Al Mack, who says he can do anything on video for 30 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Big Al.
Dizzy.
Hop on 1 foot.
Hop?
On 1 foot.
I got to catch my breath.
While touching your nose with your right index finger. And with your left hand, wave at your boy, JC.
Is that like a sobriety test?
I think so.
It's
so basically
it's a coordination thing, too.
All right. You're going to be hopping up and down on one leg, right index finger on your nose, left hand waving at me and Jenna.
And I'll just sit here. And
well, Kelly's off to your right. So I mean,
I'm not in the range of wave.
Right. Okay. Ready, Al? Right.
Yes.
And go.
This is exciting.
Okay. He's hopping. He's doing it.
This is not
it's really entertaining.
There's no way
this
that
listening
one's not
Al
as hard
jump.
As the tap in the head.
Is that pretty
rubbing
easy?
The stomach.
Huh? It's not that bad.
It's not?
No, it's not that bad.
Oh,
he's got this.
My right leg's going to be way more pumped than my left.
Yeah,
there's the danger of that.
Which one's the bad knee?
The right one.
The right knee? Oh, the one you're hopping on?
Yes.
Oh, maybe we should have changed knee.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. This is kind of hard now.
Okay. Right, 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
My man, Big Al Mack.
30 seconds goes fast.
We'll give you 2.5 out of 3.
All right.
Out of those challenges.
I did all three.
Well, your freestyle was...
You didn't say it had to be good.
No. That is true. That is true.
You didn't say rap good for 30 seconds.
Don't worry, Kid Nation. We got more Al Mack challenges coming up this show. But coming up next, we got to get to round 2 of Beat the Bank.
All right.
Earlier, Teresa won $600. That was the maximum. How much are you going to win? We'll find out next and the Showbiz Top 5.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Let's put you inside the bank vault and win you some money, Kid Nation.
Nice.
Teresa won herself $600 inside the vault. That was the maximum during her turn. It's your turn now. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You still out of breath, Al?
Still tired, though.
Big Al Mack completed 3 challenges. Did them in 30 seconds. Did not stop. What caller number would you like, Big Al Mack?
19.
Caller number 19. You'll play Beat the Bank while we wait for you to call. Let's get to the celebrity gossip and get the Showbiz Top 5.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's Kelly's Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5. What? What, Kelly?
I'm not completely finished editing it. We'll just get through it.
Kelly's top 3 or something?
No, it's going to be, you're going to get 5.
Yeah.
All right, she's going to freestyle it.
Oh, okay,
all right, we start off with a sad story, actually. According to her son, Sean Astin, Patty Duke lived the last months of her life in pain, and she died yesterday holding her son's hand. He says the outpouring of love and the praise for his mother that she's been getting online and in the media has been a great comfort to the family. Patty Duke, you know, we're cousins, identical cousins. Yeah. And then she grew up, you know, the blind kid, Helen Keller story.
Oh,
she played the teacher, you know, and all that stuff. She had a long career.
The blind kid?
Deaf child that she taught. She played the teacher. Anyway, Patty Duke had dealt with many physical ailments over the years, including emphysema.
Whoa.
She smoked for many years and had to struggle with that, but she died of sepsis from a ruptured intestine.
Sepsis?
I haven't even heard
69 years old. I guess it poisoned the poisoned her
awful.
Body. 69 and to live their years, and I mean, her family's relieved that she's finally out of pain.
Yeah.
So R&B singer Kehlani,
#4,
she's been dating Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Kyrie?
Yeah.
From the Cleveland Cavaliers. Well, her ex-boyfriend Party Next Door, that's his
name?
Performing name.
Yeah.
Party Next Door, okay.
He posted a picture on Instagram showing him holding Kehlani's hand in bed. It's obviously her hand. She's got very distinctive tattoos.
Oh, boy.
And he captioned it, after all her shenanigans, still got the R&B singer in my bed.
Oh,
so Kehlani immediately deleted her Instagram account. But hours later, she reactivated it and posted a picture showing her arm with an IV in it. And she captioned it, "Today I wanted to leave this earth, being completely selfish for once. Never thought I'd get to such a low point." So apparently she attempted to commit suicide. She said, "We shouldn't believe the blogs we read because no one was cheated on and this was just a misunderstanding." Even though she apparently attempted to take her own life, she said, "God saved me for a reason. For that, I must be grateful because I'm not in heaven right now for a reason." And then she also posted a picture of Party Next Door sitting next to her hospital bed.
Well, how's that going to help the
and
situation?
And captioned it, thank you for saving my life.
So she's done with Kyrie Irving.
Well,
it's interesting. Kyrie had just posted a photo of them like a happy couple not even two weeks ago.
Yeah. Huh. So she has since deleted her Instagram.
It's dramatic.
Man.
It's very dramatic,
That's
but
weird.
Not worth taking your life.
No.
So you remember that band Puddle of Mud?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they're still around and they're still touring. They had a sold out show in Doncaster, England, a crowd of 500. That's still a pretty good gig.
Yeah.
But things are not going well for the band because of lead singer Wes Scantlin. He's been off the rails lately, being arrested for random things, acting crazy on stage.
Oh, boy.
In fact, he was acting so strangely during this concert in England. His band walked off and abandoned him on stage. I think Jenna was there for a show where the band...
Kings of Leon
did the same thing.
That happened with the lead singer, the last show they did, yeah.
Wow.
So Wes just sat there without his shirt on in a chair while the audience booed and yelled at him because he was such a mess. And he just started talking to him until somebody killed his mic, and he still just sat there and kept talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a bad scene. People think he was on drugs or alcohol or something.
Something,
life of a rock star.
Yeah, it's not pretty falling apart like that.
Wow.
At the ripe old age of 26, Avicii is retiring from live shows. Retiring from music, just from the live performing.
Mm-hmm.
He released a very long letter thanking pretty much everyone he's ever worked with or met in his entire life. And then explained, 2 weeks ago, I took the time to drive across the U.S. with my friends and team to just look and see and think about things in a new way. It really helped me realize that I needed to make the change that I'd been struggling with for a while. My choices in career have never been driven by material things, although I'm grateful for all the opportunities and comforts my success has availed me. I know I am blessed to be able to travel all around the world and perform, but I have too little left for the real life of a real person behind the artist. I will, however, never let go of music. I will continue to speak to my fans through it, but I've decided this 2016 run will be my last tour and last shows. Mm-hmm. So let's make them go out with a bang. One part of me can never say never. I could be back, but I won't be right back. Mm-hmm. So for now, he's done with live performances, but he's not one of those people that says, I will never do it, because you always end up eating those.
Exactly. Words. He's just saying, I'm not ready right now.
So what is up with this Mike Posner and this Pill and Ibiza song? No, that's
a good
not
song.
Number one. This is an aside.
Oh, okay.
I took a pill in Ibiza because he was trying to impress Avicii.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on this downward spiral. This song is sad.
Yeah.
It talks about how he was a one-hit wonder,
mm-hmm.
and he's trying to hang with Avicii, and everything's falling apart. Is this the reason Avicii's retiring?
Huh.
Because of Mike Posner and the influence he had on him?
It's a good song.
This song disturbs me.
It is a good song.
And when
song.
I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but it was something to do. To show Avicii it was cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, I took a pill to show Avicii I'm cool. And then
I thought he was saying something different, not Avicii. Like he was saying, like, to show a girl I was being cool.
Yeah.
I love
you don't want to be like me.
Right.
It's a sad song.
I've come across both of them on the dating app, by the way. Both Avicii and Mike Posner. Yeah.
Did you click yes?
I think I matched with Avicii. Should I ask him what's up?
Yeah.
What's up? You didn't match with Mike?
No, I didn't. I X'd him. He's not my type.
Because you think you're cooler than him?
I think I'm cooler than him.
Cooler than me. Yeah, you should do it for the show.
Yeah, you should.
All right, so In Touch magazine, you know they did
Number
a story
one.
About Blake Shelton hitting rock bottom, needing rehab. He sued for defamation. Well, Bauer Publishing is, of course, going to fight back. They don't want to pay Blake any money. They say Blake lied during a sworn deposition about this boozy bender in Cancun, and they've got the photographic evidence to prove it.
He did not.
There's photos, Al.
He stated, contrary to the rehab story, this is under sworn deposition, I was not in Cancun for a bachelor party. I was with my tour manager and a married couple who are friends of ours. We stayed at the Fiesta Americana, not at the Melia, Cancun, or visit it. Well, then there's a picture they show of him hugging on some girl, and it was captioned, they were staying at the M.E. Malia Cancun. So, I mean, that just shows it might mean he might have been foggy. Sometimes you're on vacation, you don't remember where you stopped or something.
Like, what did we do last
maybe
night?
Maybe you were having a few drinks, but that doesn't mean you did everything that's in the article.
Right.
He's saying, I did not attend a bachelor party, which is what the article states. I did not party with strippers or go to a strip club during my time. I did not do tequila shots nonstop or walk through my hotel lobby carrying two bottles of tequila. I didn't kiss any women in Cancun. Ooh. But then they have this picture of him holding a girl, just hugging a girl, not just kissing her, not making out, not holding two bottles of tequila. But this one little lie.
It's a hot girl, too.
Or I'm remembering incorrectly, that could end up costing them in the long run.
I've done a lot of those things.
Everybody does that in Cancun.
But that's what you do.
You walk around with your bottles of tequila.
Yeah, that's what you do. I mean, it's like $3.
Yeah, if you're a single dude, which he was at the time.
What happens in Cancun stays in Cancun. Isn't that the law?
You would think.
I think so. Not that time. Not if you're Blake.
We'll see how it plays out for Blake.
I got you, Blake. I got you, Blake.
That's your showbiz top five.
All right, Al, are you ready to rap again?
Barely.
Redeem yourself, please?
Barely.
All right, let's see. You're not out of money?
We are not out of money. We're giving away money.
Oh, okay.
Beat the Bank.
We, the universal we.
It's our show.
Yes.
Yeah, we're giving away a lot of money, hopefully.
Giving it away right here.
Chelsea, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
What's up?
Oh, not much. How are y'all?
We're doing great.
What are you up to?
I am headed to work.
Oh.
Where you work?
I work at a florist, actually.
Oh, that's such a lovely job.
Yeah.
It is great to work around pretty things all the time.
Yeah. So aesthetically pleasing.
You go home smelling like roses every day?
You know, I would like to, but I can't smell any flowers anymore because I'm around them all the time.
Yeah. Sensitized, yeah.
Oh, that sucks. You don't get to smell like we do.
Do you get to, like, when people... This is the weirdest part of ordering from a florist.
What?
When you call in and you have to recite what you want it to say on the card.
Yeah.
Oh.
That is so awkward.
Chelsea, have
you... We have heard everything.
Give me one.
It is crazy.
Have you had, like, a guy send roses to his mistress?
That happens a lot.
Yes, yes. And, yeah, we've had a lot of issues like that. But then he's not smart enough to put it on a different credit card, so the wife finds out anyway and calls us.
And they call the florist.
Multiple
yes.
orders.
Oh, yeah. And you got to tell the wife, he did, in fact, buy some roses, because you can't lie.
Well, exactly.
Do you ever, do you remember, like, one of the really ridiculous message you had to take down for a card?
Oh, gosh.
Just some...
There was one, and... He was really just trying really hard to get a date, and it just wasn't happening. And I guess she was sick, and he had sent rodeo tickets with the arrangement and was going on and on about how she had to get back up on the horse and, like, all of these rodeo references. It was horrible.
Oh!
Horrible.
Oh. My man.
Get back in the saddle. Oh, can you imagine having to write that down if somebody's dictating it to you?
Are you sure you want me to take this over for you?
Chelsea just shaking her head like, oh, man.
I wonder if she went.
That would be a great website.
What?
Or an Instagram account. The floral notes.
We should put up the really ridiculous ones we get.
That would be really funny to see what people put in those cards.
Do you get one on, like, one a day at least, or is it like one a week?
Probably one every other day or so. And then sometimes we have to clean them up because I'm like, I really don't think you need to put that word on the card.
Will you be vulgar if I ask?
Oh,
all right.
Goodness.
That was a fun conversation. Yeah, we want you to win some money.
Yeah, we do. All right. Here's how it works. Chelsea, we're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to be throwing dollar amounts your way. They increase the longer you stay in there. It can get up to $1,000. When you hear the number you like, you yell stop. That's how much money you will win. If you wait too long and it closes on you, you get nothing. We don't want that. We like
it. Okay, can I ask Big L how he feels real quick?
Sure, you can.
Absolutely.
I feel great.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I feel great. Not fantastic, but great.
Okay.
Shannon's hiding,
okay,
so I can't see her reaction.
All right, Chelsea.
But I don't know anything, Chelsea, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Let's get ready. Let's win some money, Chelsea. Let's play.
Beat the Bank.
$220.
Wow. Starting big.
$300. $320. $420. $450. $560. $590. $610. $700.
Stop.
Stop.
Oh. That's great.
Oh, $700 for you, Chelsea.
Oh, man, it's
intense.
You're
making me nervous this morning.
It's so intense. I had $800 on my sheet, but $700 is great. Man. Oh, great.
Yeah, I think you made the right call. I may have hung on there for one more, maybe.
70% is great. I used to tell my mother that when I was in school. 70% is great.
It's a greatness. What are you going to do with...
It's passing. It's passing.
Right?
What are you going to do with $700, Chelsea?
I don't know. I'm going to get something for my 2-year-old and maybe do something fun with my husband.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
That sounds good right there. Just for fun, Chelsea, we like to see how high it could have gone for your turn. You already got your $700. This is just for fun. Let's check it out.
Perfect. Okay.
We're at 700.
Oh! Wow. Oh. That happens so often.
Another one. They got the last possible dollar amount.
That's back-to-back-to-back maxes.
Yeah. Love it.
Well done, Chelsea.
Love it. You guys are catching
on. Thank you, guys. Y'all are awesome. I love you.
Love you. Congratulations.
You too, yeah.
Enjoy your money. Thank you for listening. Hold on. We'll get you all set up. Boom.
Done.
Just like that.
Just like that.
If you didn't get in today, don't worry. We play again twice tomorrow and the day after that, which is Friday, right?
Yeah.
And then we'll do it again on Monday.
All right.
We got plenty of chances for you to win Beat the Bank. We play at 6:50 and 7:50 Central. And he should be on the show next. If you're a wrestling fan, WWE, or you like the real world, this is perfect for you. The Miz is coming in studio.
I gotta go get makeup on.
You've been saying it all morning.
I gotta go now. This is it.
Kelly, go get your makeup on. Jenna, whatever you gotta do.
Yeah.
We went to college together. I'm gonna talk to him about it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, he's a little bit older than me.
Well, we'll get The Miz in studio and chat with him about wrestling and his life next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Awesome!
We have a guest in studio.
Yes, we do.
Some know him as Mike. You know him as The Miz. And he already made fun of me quite a bit.
And you're loving it.
Yeah, I am, actually.
Uh-huh.
I'm loving it quite a bit. What's up, man?
Yeah, it's great. You know what I find amazing is that there was music on before my music, and you guys were all dancing and, like, getting into it. My music came on. Everyone stopped dancing.
I hate your
so
music.
So I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I didn't even notice it, but I guess you got a point.
You were jamming back there. I mean, you were going, you were dancing, you were doing your own thing. My music came on, you just stopped.
We
said,
had to
right.
lock in. We had to lock it in That's to get ready right. to talk to you, man.
That's wrestler music, man. That's
we
like...
might crick our necks bang into that.
Yeah, man.
Get you woken up in the morning.
But how many songs did you have to go through before you found the right one?
This was probably like the sixth one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was
so
a couple. There was a bunch
in
of them.
To different
well,
ones
they gave me a couple music, and I told them kind of the vibe I wanted. And basically, Jim Johnson, one of our the guy that basically writes most of all of the WWE music, sent this out to the band downstate, and they just rocked it. And I was like, "This is it."
It just kicked off, right?
Yeah,
awesome.
there was a couple other ones. Like there was one that sounded like Kid Rock, but it was like a bad Kid Rock, and I was like, "Yeah, like not for me." Another one was like. More rap oriented, and I was like, can you make it into a little heavier?
Right, yeah. You're a rock guy, right? You like rock.
That's I like metal.
I don't think I've ever seen a wrestler with a suit on before.
Yeah,
really?
We gotta describe what he's wearing. He is looking right.
Yeah, you look sharp.
I dress up for you guys.
Yeah,
right?
GQ magazine.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. I mean, you guys, what did you expect me to wear Speedos here?
Yeah.
I know the ladies were like expecting that.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
I'm glad she wore her gym clothes though.
I'm glad you
dress up for me. I wear a suit and you just wear gym clothes. He's wearing shorts. He's wearing a t-shirt.
You're into fitness. I thought you'd respect it.
She's the only one that dressed up for me. She put makeup on. She got all herself did up. Thank you very much.
Thank
I appreciate that.
You know what? You might want to take that back, fellow Ohioan and Miami University attendee.
Oh,
I know you didn't
look
finish.
At this. Miami
yeah.
of Ohio.
Miami
huh?
of Ohio. I never meet anyone.
And
that
you're
went
not
to
a
college.
Cleveland Browns fan, are you? You're a Cowboys fan, huh?
No,
but you hate Tony Romo, don't you? Listen, I will tell you what. The Browns will take Tony Romo like that if you guys don't want him,
right?
Okay? You guys are a bunch of complainers, and you sit there and cry babies a bunch of all the time. Oh, we're doing terrible. Tony Romo leaves, and you guys go like four wins you get. And you guys are like, oh, I still can't win in the playoffs. I would die to go to the playoffs, like as a Cleveland Browns fan.
I was actually more of a Bengals fan. I grew up in Cincinnati.
Oh, you're a Bengals. All right, cool. Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. We saw your offensive coordinator, so boom.
How's Johnny Manziel? Bill doing for you guys?
I don't know. You tell me in a little bit, all right, when Jerry Jones signs him.
Man, Jenna thought they were going to be connecting, and this has gotten ugly.
He's
quick.
Just mad because I have workout clothes.
No, I think that's how you connect with The Miz.
Yeah.
He just goes after you like that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So, he just goes at you.
So you're still as aggressive as ever.
Still as aggressive as ever. I'm excited about being down here in Dallas. I mean, we're taking over Dallas. WWE is just taking it over. I mean, we have so many things going on, whether it's charities. We have our Be a Star rallies, which are absolutely incredible. We go and motivate students to basically stop bullying and try to get a bullying prevention sort of thing. And then we have our Superstars for Hope, which is it raises money for our Boys and Girls Club, as well as WWE Access, where you get to meet and greet all your favorite WWE superstars. There's an NXT, which is awesome, and it's all at the Convention Center. Saturday is the Hall of Fame, which is amazing because those are the guys that we pay tribute to who basically paved the way for superstars like me to be able to go on Sunday to AT&T Stadium in front of over 84,000 people strong.
I believe 100,000 people are going to be attending.
Yeah, it should be around there.
Yeah,
so
right?
Over 100,000 people will be booing me when I go up the ladder in my ladder match and win the Intercontinental Championship.
You dig
so
that,
I'm pretty
though.
Excited.
You
I know I love that. It. I love all the booing. I imagine people will be crying because their heroes won't get the title, but I will.
Do you have a personal oiler?
I oil myself, thank you very
really?
Much.
Really?
Or I'll let my wife do it.
Can you reach those spots on your back?
Or I'll let my wife do it.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Is she in town or the Divas in town?
Yes. The Divas are, the WWE Divas are definitely in town. They actually have a great match with Sasha Banks, Charlotte, the Divas champion right now, as well as Becky Lynch have a triple threat at WrestleMania, which is going to be really, really fun to watch.
Very cool.
And my wife is here to support me, as always.
Awesome.
Diva. When it's time to do, we keep it clean here, the husband and wife things that y'all do y'all do wrestling moves?
Do we do wrestling? Moves. Yeah, I put her in a figure four leg lock.
Well, I'm gonna write that down.
She gets it. She's a former diva. She's a former divas champion. So Maurice, I mean, she definitely would take me down more or less.
All right.
Maybe I'll allow her to do it.
I put that so delicately.
Thank you for putting it delicately.
Yes,
who's your idol? Who was your idol growing up with wrestling?
Ultimate Warrior, Shawn Michaels. I love The Rock. The Rock
who'll be there.
At WrestleMania 32. He'll be there. He was the reason that I wanted to become a WWE superstar. Watching him, he was just so electrifying.
Yeah.
He was fun to watch, and now he'll be at WrestleMania.
Yeah, your cockiness reminds me of The Rock.
Does it?
It really does, man. Does I like that.
Well, hopefully I can become a bigger movie star than him. I mean, Marine 3 and 4 did amazing. Kidding. Well, I am the Marine, all right?
Yeah.
But he's a lot better looking.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Sir, I appreciate that.
Honestly, Kelly, The Miz was coming at us hard.
He's been coming at us
he
hard.
He was coming at me.
You missed it. You were putting on your makeups.
She was the only one I was complimenting.
Yeah, he was talking about my shorts, my titty shoes.
Will you go at this person here for me, The Miz? Miz was on Road Rules, not Real World. Hashtag JC Wrong.
That's wrong.
That's wrong. You're wrong.
I was on
wrong.
The Real World. Yeah. Back to New York, season 10.
In your face.
Yeah.
And you said when you were on The Real World, you wanted to become a wrestler.
Yeah, I wanted to become a WWE superstar. It was a lifelong dream. And once I got done with The Real World, I kind of asked myself, what do you want to do with your life? And I was like, I want to be a WWE superstar. So I looked on Google to find an independent wrestling school that would teach me the art of professional wrestling.
Yeah.
Because that's why we tell kids not to try it at home, because it's very dangerous. You have to learn it. And went, paid my dues. And
so
3 years later, I was on a show called Tough Enough, which is a reality show where you could win a WWE contract. However, I did not win it. I impressed the execs so much that they gave me a contract anyway for Bell Metal.
Do you remember?
A guy named Daniel Pewter, but who cares?
How's he doing now?
Yeah. No one knows where he is or what he's doing.
Selling cars in Des Moines.
He didn't main event WrestleMania.
That's right.
He's not going for the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania.
His wrestling nickname did him in, the Pewter.
Can you
say that?
You got to have the right nickname. Isn't that right, The Miz?
That is right.
Did you
The Miz,
toy? Did
the
you
most must-see WWE names? Superstar of all time.
But did you consider other wrestling names?
No, I'm the one and only.
How did you go about picking your outfit?
My outfit?
What do we actually call it?
My trunks.
Your outfit, yes.
My trunks.
Your trunks.
I was actually wearing shorts at one time, and I actually got fired by Jeremy Piven. Because he was a guest host on Monday Night Raw. So Jeremy Piven fired me. I came back with a mask on, and I put trunks on so I would, no one would know who I was, and I won a contract on a pole match, took off the mask, it was me. Vince saw me in trunks and said, "You're wearing trunks from now on. You have great legs."
Oh, I was like, what? Dang it.
Like, what? Vince.
So you don't skip leg day?
I don't skip leg day.
Yeah, so, JC, come
kids
on.
Kids got great legs.
I don't skip leg day that often.
Look at him.
You skip
you
a, think, I know you don't skip a meal very often. I mean, that's cool.
Oh, man.
I love your trash talking. Do you practice your trash talking?
I'm practicing right now. You are my practice.
Dang it. Can you practice on Al?
No. I
already got him with the shorts.
Yeah, I'm chill.
Don't practice on me. I'll cry.
Yeah, you've gotten everybody except Kelly. You got to go at Kelly real quick.
Kelly's looking great. She put makeup on for me.
So did I.
How come everybody kisses
you?
Kelly's not putting on
makeup. You were in here in your gym clothes saying, "Man, I can't wait to go to the gym." I'm like, you should be preparing for my interview.
Well, maybe if
instead
you
were of
married,
sitting there gawking over me and going, "Oh, we went to Miami of Ohio. I'm a Bungles fan."
You know what it is? You're intimidated by Kelly Raspberry.
I am absolutely not intimidated.
Yes, you are.
I applaud her for her ability to say, "You know what? I'm going to be professional today instead of wearing a cap."
You guys are wearing caps.
You're wearing a hat.
We're not allowed to wear a hat.
In the airport, you will never see a WWE superstar in a hat because we have a dress code. You should have the same dress code. You should take the amount of that I've taken to literally wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning to be here today and put on a suit for you. This isn't for anybody else. This is for you guys. And you guys said, "You know what? I'm going to put on this dirty shirt that I've been wearing for the past 3 days, put on a hat that has sweat stains on it,
right.
I'm going to put on the same underwear, and I'm going to go to work."
That's all I hear, Miz. That's all I hear. Bro.
Now I'm Charlie Brown's mom.
So WWE, seriously, they have dress code?
We have dress code.
Really?
We have dress code. You got to look like a superstar.
Really?
We're WWE superstars.
Yeah. How do you fight with your wife when you guys fight?
We don't fight.
No, you don't?
No.
He's a smart man.
She wins.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
She wins.
From
the get-go, that's all you get it.
They win.
Happy wife, happy life.
This guy is so busy. He's got a lot of appearances, so if you want to check him out, make sure you follow him on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle, Miz?
At Mike the Miz, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you name it.
And you're going to be out and about until
I'm
Sunday.
I'm going to be out and about. I'm going to be everywhere. WWE is everywhere. And with WrestleMania, some of the key matches that you're not going to want to miss, which is on the WWE Network, you can get it. If you're not a subscriber, you can get it for free right now. So you can get WrestleMania for free right now if you go subscribe to the WWE Network. And imagine this. Imagine Shane McMahon, Vince McMahon's son, going up against The Undertaker in a Hell in a Cell. If Shane wins, he takes over Monday Night Raw. If Undertaker loses, this might be his last WrestleMania.
I don't think Undertaker can lose. Have you seen him do that box jump he did?
It's The Undertaker.
Incredible.
It's The Undertaker. He's a phenom.
He's nuts.
He's a phenom.
Miz, thank you so much for coming in, man.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. You guys are absolutely awesome.
You want to go suit shopping later?
You need it.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time for another rendition of
I could do anything on video for 30 seconds.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Big Al Mack earlier in the show said that he could do anything in on video for 30 seconds.
Y'all going to make me regret coming to work this morning.
We're talking about Instagram changing their 15-second videos to a minute.
Uh-huh.
And we said, that's too long. We'd rather have 30 seconds. And Al said he could do anything in 30 seconds.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Earlier he proved he can freestyle in 30 seconds?
Well, today is Wednesday. Wednesday, the day after Tuesday, right before Thursday. It's the 30th, the day before the 31st. And after the 28th.
The 28th.
So, now I'm going to rap a little more for show. And I am Al Mack, and he is in the house. So, crap. I got 10 more seconds. What am I going to say? Oh, I don't know. I didn't mean to start my day like this today. Dang. I got 5 more seconds.
And time.
Yes.
I did it. Struggled.
That was one of the challenges.
Wiggity, 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 whack.
How's it feel listening back to your freestyle?
Pretty awful.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, we got 3 more challenges for you.
3?
Brought by Kid Nation.
Oh, yay.
My gosh.
In fact, we had hundreds. We had to narrow it down, and I'm sure we missed some great ones we could have done. We just didn't have the things ready for them.
Goodness gracious.
But here's your first challenge.
All right.
Big Al, Kid Nation wants you to hula hoop for 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
That's a good one.
That's a good one right
You did
there.
Say you could do anything for 30 seconds on camera.
Yeah, I did.
And if anybody's got the hip thrust, It's Big Al Mac.
That's a really good exercise, too, for your core, Al.
Oh, so, such a good exercise. All right. Whenever.
Get it spinning and really move those hips,
yeah.
Al.
And
like you're Shakira.
I'm the worst hula hooper.
Go.
And go.
Done.
Oh, man. Oh, so we're 2 seconds in. Oh, no.
Done.
And one more try. Man.
I think he needs a bigger hoop.
No. Yeah, that one's like
no.
a belt.
That's like a baby hoop.
Al what? Could not do everything in 30
well,
seconds.
I mean, but...
yeah, that's a baby. That's a kitty hoop.
That is not. That's a regular size hula hoop.
No, it's not.
Didn't you anger Kelly one time with a hula hoop comment?
Well, thanks for bringing that up.
I was just wondering.
What happened?
Said if I was to get my belly button pierced, I would require a hula hoop.
That's old Al, though.
That was old Al.
That was old Al.
That was old Al.
Bully Al.
So far, Al.
Fat shaming Al.
So far, you're 3 out of 4 with your challenges.
Yeah, that one, I fell way short on
you're
that.
You're still passing.
All right.
What's
your
next?
Second challenge is something right up your alley, Big Al Mac.
Okay.
Can he eat ice cream for 30 seconds straight?
Oh, we have ice cream?
Oh, we have ice cream. Would you like vanilla or cookies and cream?
Oh, cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream.
Oh, I'm so envious right now.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm on a program. I can't.
It's
how do you eat ice? I mean, just...
It's got to be continuously shoveling it in.
Oh, my God.
Watch out for brain freeze.
Yeah, oh, right? They even got you an ice cream scoop.
Oh, we don't have, like, a spoon?
Well, that's the warmest, strongest thing.
The warmest,
yeah, that's the way you get it out.
All right, Big Al Mac, ready, set... Go.
Oh,
yeah. Keep it going.
You can get an ice cream headache.
I tell him to go smaller bites.
Out,
but
no, just keep going.
Yeah, keep going.
Oh, that's a good
brain freeze.
That's a good hunk of cookie right there.
How is it, Al?
Oh, this is turning
good.
On.
Is it?
Oh, I love ice cream.
This is turning you on. Wait till the last challenge. Definitely turn you on.
Did it hurt, Al?
Mm-hmm. Al,
ice cream hurt.
I thought you'd be better at eating ice cream. He's like barely stuffing it in his mouth.
He's pretty good.
Oh, not bad, Al. Mm-hmm. I believe you got 3 scoops in your mouth.
You got a little bit that fell on your laptop. I'm gonna get that.
Was that harder than you expected, Big Al? Was that tougher than you expected?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it's good, huh?
I'm good. All right.
Your final challenge, Al, brought by Kid Nation. We need you to sing a very famous Boyz II Men song called I'll Make Love to You while staring into Kelly's eyes.
Oh, okay. I'm ready.
And not laughing once.
I took a big old swig of coffee. Let me get another one.
All right.
Prepare myself.
We already figured you probably don't know the lyrics.
Right.
And you probably don't know how the song goes.
How
hopefully you do.
Stare in my eyes while singing to me, reading lyrics.
Close.
He can do it. All right. You remember the lyrics.
Get close, Kelly. Nose to nose. To nose.
All right.
I have coffee and Oreo and cooking cream.
You can't laugh and you can't cry. You got to just be romantic. Big Al Mac, the timer starts when you start.
I'll make love to you like you want me to.
What?
No, hold you tight, baby, all through
Look
the
at her
night.
In the eyes.
I'll make love to you. Like you want me to.
This is so awkward.
And I will not let you go till I let you let me go. Girl, just relax. Let's go slow. I'm just going to concentrate on you.
And time's up.
Oh, God.
That's right.
Oh, that was so awkward.
That was very awkward. I was stretching my toes up in my shoe.
Yeah, what was wrong with you, man?
I don't know.
What's wrong?
I don't know. She was 2 inches from my face.
You weren't opening up the pipes.
Make him nervous.
Yes, she does.
You didn't sing it like you mean it.
Al, you did a great job today.
Thank you, Jenna. Appreciate it.
We're going to give him that. You did laugh, but we'll give it to you.
Okay.
So you were 5 out of 6 on your challenges.
It was just awkward. That's all. I guess that's what it was meant to be.
Maybe this will turn into a bit we do from time to time. Big Al Mac's 30-second challenges, because he said you could do anything in 30 seconds.
I think we just go around the room with it.
No. Yeah.
But we didn't all lay it down that we could do anything.
I can't do much.
Well, we can just see who can do the most in 30 seconds. I mean, we'll just
leave it with Big Al Mac.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.